As North Bay's $63 million Twin Pad Arena and Community Center slowly inches closer to opening, members of the city's accessibility committee say design choices and a breakdown in democratic process may leave some residents behind. The 2024 Municipal Accessibility Advisory Committee, MAAC, annual report was presented to City Council last Tuesday. While the report outlines progress on several accessibility fronts, committee members voiced concerns about changes to language in their official submission. See, is our $63 million arena on schedule and on budget? MAAC Chair Barb Smith and member Joanne Brusso highlighted the committee's review of the project. The building design meets the Accessibility for Ontarians with Disabilities Act, AODA, standards and includes two adult change tables. But questions remain about the lack of automatic push-button doors for change rooms, a feature not required under AODA, but often considered necessary. At the December meeting, a MAAC member asked the manager of special projects whether the change room doors would include accessible automatic push buttons. The response was, no, said Brusso. When asked why, the reply was, I have a $57 million budget to respect. In February, MAAC approved language for the report that stated, MAAC is happy to know that the proposed design will meet AODA standards and will include the installation of two adult change tables. However, MAAC would like to inform Council that although AODA standards are met, there are features that MAAC believes should be included but are currently absent. For example, the change room doors do not have accessible automatic push-button operators. MAAC recommends these be included in the design to ensure the community center is fully accessible. In April, both the manager of special projects and the manager of sports and events visited MAAC. After the presentation, MAAC requested that they consult with the Icebreakers, a local sledge hockey team, for input. By May, that language had been replaced. There was discussion related to the interior doors and the need for push-button operators on each door, the report said. It was explained to the committee that these doors are not self-closing and are often left open to allow free flow into the change rooms. The rooms are designed to maintain privacy even when the doors are open. Although push buttons are not required by AODA, the change room bathrooms will include push button access, two on each side of the rinks. Committee members objected, saying this new input should be part of the 2025 report. MAAC says the paragraph should use softer language, such as, ongoing discussion will continue in 2025. But in June, according to officials, the paragraph had not been updated. The chair, who had approved the report by phone due to submission deadlines, clarified that it was not the version that had been read to her, nor was it the version she had agreed to. A lot of the issues you mentioned are things I was not aware of, said Councillor Justine Mala during the recent council meeting. Particularly around the community center, I will be following up on that to better understand what the issue is. According to the report, MAAC is concerned about the integrity of the democratic process. The committee was appointed by council, yet staff replaced a committee-approved report with their own version. Other highlights from the 2024 report. Airport Accessibility Plan. MAAC reviewed the airport's draft accessibility plan and said they were satisfied, though they suggested some improvements. The airport manager made some minor adjustments, saying further suggestions may be considered during future renovations. PADL presentation. A representative from PADL, a disability services and support organization in North Bay, identified to MAAC barriers for clients with disabilities. Issues included inaccessible businesses, high debit machines, a lack of adult change tables, and public space gaps. MAAC says they will work with city staff on an accessibility education strategy. Paribus service. MAAC shared a recent change that now allows blind and visually impaired residents to use the Paribus from the first snowfall to mid-April. We are now encouraging our friends and community partners who are visually impaired or blind to reapply at the Paribus services, said Smith during the presentation to council. We also state that there is a process. We are now looking at some changes to the application form, and that will be forthcoming in our November report. For me, I look at this as a small win, added Brusso. Maybe after 2 years of this pilot project, the city can actually see how little it costs to allow blind people on the Parabus, and then we can advocate for full-time, year-round. Armstrong Park. Accessibility upgrades included 2 new parking spaces, a beach mat, and a change room with an adult change table. Disability is not the burden, inaccessibility is, the report concluded, with MAAC officials saying they continue to advocate for inclusive design and meaningful consultation. If you find yourself on a committee discussing the needs of a particular group of people, but you look around the room and don't see anyone from that group, you should be highly skeptical of any conclusions reached.